have you ever heard of a musical instrument? You hold it like this and play on it like this?
It's a harmonica.
Right. Have you ever heard it called anything else?
Well, a mouth organ, a harp.
Have you ever heard of something that you hold between your teeth and pick it with your fingers and then twang?
That's a comb, isn't
it? You ever heard it called a Jew's harp?
Yeah.
I used to think that they were saying juice, J-U-I-C.
I did too.
Juice harp. Now, this is back to the question we were talking about pounding nails. What do you pound a nail with?
Hammer.
Okay, say you have a wagon, and then you have two horses up here. What's that long wooden piece between the horses?
I know it.
Starts with a T.
I think so.
This right here.
Tongue.
Okay. Alright, you have a horse pulling a buggy, and before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between what?
Honey, I don't know about
that. Have you ever heard of shafts or drafts?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Alright, now, talking about what's the steel outside of a wagon wheel? What's it called?
Rim?
That's right. That's right. Okay, when a horse is hitched to the wagon, what do you call the barbed wood the traces are fastened to?
I don't know.
I never heard of this either. Have you ever heard of a single tree?
Or, oh, yeah.
Really? You've heard of it? What was that really? What did it look like? Or what would you do with it?
I know, but I don't know.
Well, okay, sound like now you have two horses and each one has a single tree. What do you call the thing that both of them are hitched to keep them together? The other one was a single tree, so this one would be a what?
I don't know.
Double tree. Man had a load of wood in his wagon. And he was driving along, you would say he was doing what?
Well,
what was he doing to his wood? If he was carrying it along, he would be what? Doing what to his wood?
Taking it to town to sell, all right?
That's fine. Okay, suppose there was a log across the road, and you wanted to get it out of the way. So you tie a rope to it, and you would do what to it? You'd
pull it.
Another word for it? You'd be pulling real hard, kind of just shuffling along. Drag?
Yeah,
okay.
Drag.
Okay, say like you're going to do it today.
I dragged.
Okay, you did yesterday, you did the same thing.
I dragged.
And you've done this how many times? You've done it, you have?
I have dragged, I reckon.
Fine. What do you, when in the spring and you're going to break the ground, what do you break the ground with?
Plow.
Okay. Could you give me a description? I've never seen one. What do they look like?
Well, it has two handles. It comes up and it goes down into a V shape with a big piece of iron, a plow, on the end of it. And it has where your mule can be tied to this plow on each side.
Okay, after you've plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even finer? First you used to plow, then what would you use?
I don't know.
You ever heard of a harrow?
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, it's I don't know. I reckon I never have seen a harrow with a
Your
mule.
Father never used one?
Well, I know he had harrows, but...
Okay. What do you call the wheels of the wagon that the wagon fit onto?
Axle.
Right. What do you call the X-shaped frame that you lay a log across to chop it? You ever heard of a word for that?